Let's listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across Lakey. Australia, this is the Danny Lakey, Lakey Show. Yeah.
It's Danny Lakey.
Well, the reaction to my Ugandan sponsor child's hot African sister slash my girlfriend and her response to the heart pictures that I sent her has to be heard to be believed.
Hello, Danny. Good morning.
If you think that's enthusiastic, you ain't heard nothing yet. We also spoke about another blind date that I was supposed to go on this weekend, but I can't now because I'm with Esther. My heart lies with her. But there was also another reason as to why I couldn't do that. Mr. Potato Head, congratulations on your bravery. You no longer wish to be addressed as Mr. Potato Head. You are now the gender-fluid Potato Head. Please, get your gender pronouns right when it comes to the potato, guys. And let's kick it off. Big news out of China. Bit of Chinese gossip. Or Chinese whispers, as I like to call it. Antique Chinese traditional fruit basket sold on Amazon for $72 is actually just a spitball. If you thought the 1960s Chinese traditional fruit basket selling for $72 on Amazon did not look appropriate for the dinner table, you'd be right. And I had my suspicions earlier on in the week when I saw this getting around on Amazon. Unfortunately, my worst suspicions have been confirmed, much like yours. The item on sale is in fact a chamber pot or a spittoon, commonly used in Chinese households as a mobile toilet for people to defecate into or spit into. Ugh, spit. Gross. I'm all for a mobile defecation station. If you want to be an adult walking around with a little porcelain potty, that's all well and good. But the second you start spitting into things around the place, ooh, it's a little uncouth for my liking. It's being sold on Amazon for more than 10 times its normal price. Similar spittoons are selling on Chinese e-commerce platform Taobao, for just $5.70. So, look, if it is your cup of tea, if it is your liking to purchase a spit trough, a spit bowl, a spitting bucket, go on Taobao. And I don't often say choose Taobao over Amazon, but I'm going to at this stage. The listing described the item as an antique Chinese fruit basket with beautiful colours and patterns. That much is correct. It represents traditional Chinese culture. That bit is also correct. And it symbolises the happiness of life. I look at the pot and think that. I'm going to say that's correct as well. The listing went viral after an internet user posted it on Chinese social media, marvelling at how the humble Chinese spit bowl was being so highly regarded by the Western buyers. Oh, I didn't realise the Western people spit. You know what? Western people do spit. That's the I would almost say Western people spit more. I think Aussies do spit more than Chinese people. One internet user wrote, "It's actually interesting to see how things can be used differently in other cultures." True. I used to live with a spitter. He was a 10 bong a day kind of guy, lived off fully sugar coke and a 20 bag of weed each night. And he would get home and he would just churn through it. He'd play that saxophone all night long. He loved the marijuana jazz pipe and whatever floats his boat. I'm not here to judge. But where it got a little bit gross and a little bit sticky was when he started doing the smoker's cough every single day. And then I think he must have got a lung infection at one stage. But he couldn't differentiate that maybe if he cut out the bongs, his lung infection might get better. That just wasn't even on the table for him. So he was on antibiotics probably for about three times as much as he needed to be because it was the bongs that just kept counteracting the medicine. But nevertheless, some of the great gollies, some of the great hocksters, some of the great coughs where I thought he was choking to death. And then he finally found a wet one, just cleared it enough. Because what are you going to do with those wet ones? Well, you spit it in a pot. Who's going to get up and spit it in the bin every single time? He just had this little half cut up Coke bottle where he'd ash his little joints into. He'd put his cigarette butts in and he'd just spit into it. And I thought, all right, fair enough. I'm not you. Maybe. But he wouldn't throw it out at the end of every night either. He'd keep this spit bucket for the whole week. And he'd only throw it out once it was starting to overflow. I saw him once. There was a mound of tobacco, and then he was trying to spit on top of the tobacco so it would roll down the tobacco hill but stay within the Coca-Cola lips. It was one of the great spit buckets. And 133353, do you have a spit bowl?
Do you have a spit bowl? Do you have something where you put your spit into? Do you have a spitball?
No judgment here, a little uncouth, I know, but I mean, that's the thing. If you are coughing all that much, after a while, I'd imagine it gets a little laborious to have to keep going to the bathroom sink. It would make sense to have something. I'm not saying you're a grotty person. I'm not saying you don't throw it out. I'm not saying that you wait for it to become a big tobacco monster mound mess before you throw it away. But sometimes it's convenient. If you're a single guy or a single chick with no one to hold you accountable for your actions, maybe you would have one. 133353. I've never wanted more calls but no calls so much in all my life. Hello, Dogger.
Yeah, what's going on?
Respect, bro. One of the great spitball owners.
Have a listen to this one. Have a listen to this one. We're down at the local Rub-A-Dub-Dub, and I've got some chewing tobacco in, spitting into a pot, an empty pot, and my mate was a bit short on cash. It was $2.40 for a pot back then, and ended up offering him $4.80, and he drank three-quarters of a Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Someone's doing a beer bong in the corner. Oh, that guy's cool. Oh, hang on. Hold my beer. Give me that tobacco spittoon.
Yeah. Would it be rough on the throat too, I would have thought.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, he is riddled with throat cancer now just by one tobacco spittoon. Now, talk me through the chewing tobacco game. You have to spit? Because I haven't chewed too much tobacco in my day. Do you have to spit or do you swallow sometimes?
You don't swallow. No. It's so harsh.
Mm.
It creates a saliva in your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. You do need a spittoon.
Yeah, I see. That's interesting. And I always thought you lost a few points if you spit and didn't swallow, but it's interesting when it comes to the tobacco spittoon. Ty in New South Wales, hello.
G'day.
G'day. You got yourself a spitball?
I do, actually. Like, this is a good story. Excellent.
All right.
When I was finishing my school in year 11, year 12, I was like chewing tobacco in class and I had a Pringles tin, a half Pringles tin, and just spitting all day in that. And then at the end of the day, when she was like full, I was like, fuck it.
Wait.
Let's see if we can hit one of these girls off the balcony. I missed, but a few of them spewed. So, it was fucking pretty sick.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the 99% of Australians have cast their judgment upon you as a character. Love a makeshift spitball. That's the shining beacon here because that's the thing. That's where the Chinese have us. You'd never catch a Chinese man spitting into a Pringles tin. It's either a $72 traditional chamber pot or another person. There's no in between with Chinese spittle. That's what I respect about that. Whereas the Aussies, we like to taper halfway. We're always looking for a makeshift DIY spit chamber. Matt in Noble Park, hello.
How you going, Danny?
Good, thank you. We're going through a couple of spit bowls right now. You got a DIY one or you've more bought one?
Well, it's an old wok that, you know, you can't clean up and you take the handle off, and there you go. You've got your spittoon, you've got your ashtray. It's a two-in-one. It's a bloody marvel.
I've often said that there isn't enough wok recycling going on.
Exactly.
To raise more awareness that an old wok is a brand-new spit bucket.
I'm not 100% sure that that's not an old Chinese proverb.
Exactly. He who burns his wok needs to spit into it afterwards.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
The big news of the day, Mr. Potato Head drops the mister to become gender fluid.
Is that funny, Petty Fleur?
It's really not funny, Petty Fleur, at this stage. Highly distasteful. Just Potato Head, please. Now, thanks. Hasbro created confusion today when it announced that it would drop the mister from the brand's name in order to be more inclusive and so all could feel welcome into the Potato Head world. Also said it would sell a new playset this fall without the Mr. designation that will let kids create their own type of potato families. And I've been petitioning for this for a while, same-sex potato marriages and all that. I've always questioned why the gender wasn't neutral for Mr. Potato Head in the first place. The Wiggles never brought gender into it. I mean, I thought calling it hot was a little derogatory, but that's okay. The tweet came after news of the brand name change exploded on Twitter with the vast majority left baffled and confused. I don't see what's so confusing. They no longer wish to be addressed as he. And it's important to note that gender and sex are completely different, especially when it comes to potatoes. And Potato Head, I believe, still has a French fry down there. But if they wanted to fold it into a potato wedge at any time, that's Potato Head's prerogative. And as far as I know, they still identify as a potato. But if they wake up one day and decide they're a parsnip, that's okay too. There's nothing confusing about any of this. Buzz Lightyear's pissed. You have to feel for him. He was always trying to identify as a spaceman. They all told him that he was a toy. They made a whole movie out of this. Ali Majewski, who's the editor-in-chief at a toy review site, The Toy Insider, said kids see themselves in toys and products, and this makes it easier for future generations. Oh, so true. I knew a girl who took years to understand she was born in the wrong gender after years of eating Mrs. Max pies as a child. It was highly confusing. It's not the first toy to become more politically correct. Thomas the Tank Engine added more girl engines on the track, and the Fat Controller, quite rightly now called Sir Topham Hatt. Barbie's tried to shed its blonde image. Now comes in multiple skin tones and body shapes. And I feel they made progress with cellulite Barbie and childbearing hips Barbie, but we're yet to see morbidly obese Barbie, and you'd hope we'd see something on the shelves by 2022. I wonder if it's time for Mr. Squiggle to be neutered. I think Fantastic Mr. Fox probably needs to get with the times. And if we could castrate Mr. Whippy, I think that'd probably be a fair decision as well.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
Something a little bit personal. I thought long and hard about outing myself. I don't want to come across as a shallow hal sort of guy. I feel like I'm a real upstanding citizen in the dating world. But there's just some hard limits that I have. And earlier on today, someone suggested that they set me up with one of their friends. And I'm a single guy. I've just moved to a new state. Don't know too many people and whatnot. Unlucky in love. Looking to settle down. Hashtag 31. Hashtag ticking. And I thought, yeah, sure. I'm all for that. Got nothing planned this weekend. She said, yeah, you know, she's your type. And I thought, oh, okay, fair enough. I never told you about my type, but as long as they are female with a beating pulse, sure, in for a penny, in for a pound. She said, you know what? I think you're also her type. I thought, wow, fantastic. I mean, any other situation where you typecast these days, highly toxic, but there was something very exciting about this, knowing that I meet the requirements of a girl's desires. I'm getting very excited about the thing. I'm thinking, where am I going to go? Where am I going to plan this date? Blind date as well. Goodness gracious me, a set-up blind date. Very rare, few and far between these days. I don't even think I've ever been on a blind date. Come to think of it, it's all Tinders and Hinges and Bumble Jungles in this day and age. You know so much about them. You've already stalked them before you go out for the first date. The surprise, the allure. I was getting very excited about the whole thing. I was like, oh, can you show me a picture or something, you know, just so I know what I'm getting. It's like, no, it's a blind date. It'll be a surprise. Oh, all right. Well, like, do I get a phone number or something? Like, no, I'll organize the whole thing. It's a blind date. It'll be a surprise. Like, all right. I'll agree. But can you just tell me your name? And this is where it all came tumbling down like a house of cards. She said, yes, my friend's name is Francis. I said, sorry, come again? She said, Francis. I thought, oh, and of all the bloody names, and I'm not saying that every single Francis in the world is a 2 out of 10, but there's just something that just doesn't correlate within my soulmate and the name being Francis. It's my Achilles heel. It's my weakness. It's the name I hate. It's the one that I cringe. It's the one that I automatically swipe left on when the name's loaded on Tinder, but the photo hasn't yet. Call me shallow. I hate the name Francis, and I've refused to go on the blind date just because she's called Francis. Shut to the heart,
and you're too late. What is a blind date refusal name?
Refusal name.
I can't be the only one. 133353. Doesn't matter if you're in a relationship or not. Just hypothetically, if someone was to say to you, yeah, blind date this weekend, and they give you the name, what's the name where you'd have to say, no, sorry, can't get past that? Because there's a few out there. There's something to be said in the name. And I don't care if it comes across shallow. I know people don't like certain names. It's nothing against the Francises of the world. If you can judge someone on their height, you can judge someone on their name. Sharon, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Bubbly Shaz. So you've got one name that you would not be able to commit to if it was a blind date.
One name have declined many times. And then that is Gary.
Oh, no. We've got so many Garys on this show. We have so many Gazzes ringing in. Whoa, interesting. So a lot
Sorry,
of times you've had
no
to knock back
no
a Gaz.
Shaz.
No Gaz, no Shaz, no. So, okay, how many times have you had to knock back a blind date from a Gary? Many times. Because this is my first ever Francis that I've had to knock
back. Oh, I know. I do a lot of online dating.
Oh, I see. Yeah, and you automatically just because their name's Gary. 13353, by the way. Are you a hot Gary? Because we put it on the agenda. Can Shaz be swayed by Gaz? I'm sure, because I know we've got a lot of Garys out there, a lot of Gazes.
Look, I'm sure they're fantastic, but just, you know. They're great in their own right. Yeah. My ex was a dud, and no thank you.
No thank you. Oh, so the ex was called Gary.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, that also adds a little element to it. But, yeah, fair enough. Thanks, Sharon. A lot of hot gazes calling through. Not. Brett the scientist. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you were the man who rang up last night about the scientific ways to make sure your hands are clean after a poo-poo.
That's correct. Yeah. Thank you, Danny.
Never forget.
My thing is Isabella. Now, they never say their name is Isabella. It's always Izzy, Izza, Izzy, Bella, Billy, those types of things. It's never the full name, so you never get what you want.
You never get the full cheesecake. It's only a slice of it at all times. It might be the end of the name, might be the start, might be a hybrid of something. I see. So you're asking for more honesty with Isabella's, more owning the whole name rather than just a small segment of the name.
Yeah, well, if you're going to front up and say, this is my girlfriend, blah, 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 you want her full name.
Oh, you always need the full name, yeah.
Yeah, and then if she's yelling out while you're going for it, you don't want just a bell.
No.
Or an ah. You want the full name.
Yeah. Well, you let out enough just ahs probably in the process anyway. But, yeah, you want a full name. One-syllable names don't really work in the bedroom. There is a point there. It's a small point. It's a minute dot point, but it is a point. Paul on the Central Coast. Hello.
Yeah, hi, champion. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, champion. You've been offered a couple of blind dates in the past, I'm sure, but what would be the name that you'd have to veto?
It'd have to be Rhonda.
Yes, good point. Just something about the name, the way it echoes, reverberates through your ears into your brain, sending off small electronic impulses, doesn't agree with your...
100%, 100%, you nailed it.
And I've always admired Katoot for that. I mean, he probably laid eyes on Rhonda before he knew her name was Rhonda if it was the other way around. I bet Katoot would have passed it up once upon a time if he was off of the blind dates. Warren in Sydney, hello.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good. What's the name? What's the name you've got?
I got two, mate. First one, I couldn't go on a blind date with. It would be Danny. I couldn't go with him, mate. But the second one, Deidre. God, anyone I've met that's a Deidre, mate, it's just a bit ordinary. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. You've never seen a Deidre that's more than a 3 out of 10. It's scientifically impossible. And I mean, of course, another reason that I can't go on the blind date this weekend is because I'm already in love with someone with a much better name.
So Lakey used to sponsor a Ugandan child called Moses Akukuzibi.
Hey, Don, you call me, man. Good morning. How are you doing?
And being the sweetheart that he is, he still chats to him to this day. Recently, Moses's hot Ugandan sister, Esther Akukuzibi, has been DMing Lakey. And I think it's fair to say, Lakey is completely smitten.
Hello, Danny. Good morning. Yeah, how is everything over there?
Sharing everything about his personal life with dear Esther.
I'm great. I'm really good. Just chilling. Just paid off the last bit of my Centrelink debt today, which was good. Just a lie I told at university a couple of years ago, so that's all clear. I went to the gym, bicep day, obviously.
Lakey says yes to Esther. Let's see if their love is still flourishing.
Flourishing? Flourishing?
Yeah, the last I texted my baby was yesterday. Oh, sorry, yesterday. She's just on my mind all the time. We had been exchanging a couple of texts and whatnot, and we've been sending some voice messages to each other. The latest update last night was that she asked for me to send through a couple of pics, considering that she's only heard whispers around the grapevine from her brother Moses, my Ugandan sponsor child. I did send a couple of pictures. I sent one with my family, obviously tasteful. I did send a shirtless photo, and I may have sent a bit more of a private message, if you know what I mean, just for Esther's eyes only. Now, she has sent back one solitary voice message since the penis picture scenario of yesterday. which is a little unlike Esther. Usually she's a bit more chatty than that. Usually she fires off bulk messages one at a time, and if I haven't replied within 30 minutes, she'll, you know, just double check on me that I'm safe. I have purposely not listened to this message. I want to press play on it for the first time now on the radio. I really hope that I haven't misread this whole thing. I've got a habit of falling too deep, way too quick. Maybe I've misread the signals from Esther. I really hope I haven't. I really hope it was met with high regard. And as I open up my WhatsApp, let me play the 23-second voice message that Esther Akukazibi has sent me earlier on today.
Wow. Wow. I'm also grateful to see your pictures. That's very, very great. Very great, Danny. Wow. Okay, talk to me. Please. Please and please. Okay. Yeah. Let's share the breakfast. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Get around me, guys. She loves it. She's never seen anything like it. She sounds gobsmacked. She sounds like she's seen the Holy Grail. And I don't want to brag, but she sounds very, very excited indeed. I'm relieved for one, because I thought it might have been, hey, what the hell's going on here, champion? A lot of wows in there. A lot of wows, a lot of pleases. I don't know what the...
Let's share the breakfast.
Maybe that's some sort of like Ugandan euphemism or proverb of something. There was a lot of wowage.
Wow.
She was very... That's impressive. I mean, you can't fake that kind of stuff.
Wow.
That's really good. That's promising. She wants to see more, it sounds like.
Please and please.
Please and please. Very endearing, very sweet. And I love the sign-off. Do we have the sign-off here?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. To be continued. I'm looking forward to this weekend.
So Lakey used to sponsor a Ugandan child called Moses Akukuzibi.
Hey, Don, you call me, man. Good morning. How are you doing?
And being the sweetheart that he is, he still chats to him to this day. Recently, Moses' hot Ugandan sister, Esther Akukuzibi, has been DMing Lakey. And I think it's fair to say, Lakey is completely smitten.
Hello, Danny. Good morning. Yeah, how is everything over there?
Sharing everything about his personal life with dear Esther.
I'm great. I'm really good. Just chilling. Just paid off the last bit of my Centrelink debt today, which was good. Just a lie I told at university a couple of years ago, so that's all clear. I went to the gym, bicep day, obviously.
Lakey says yes to Esther. Let's see if their love is still flourishing.
Flourishing, flourishing.
Yeah, the last I texted my baby was yesterday. Oh, sorry, yesterday. She's just on my mind all the time. We had been exchanging a couple of texts and whatnot, and we've been sending some voice messages to each other. The latest update last night was that she asked for me to send through a couple of pics, considering that she's only heard whispers around the grapevine from her brother Moses, my Ugandan sponsored child. I did send a couple of pictures. I sent one with my family, obviously tasteful. I did send a shirtless photo, and I may have sent a bit more of a private message, if you know what I mean, just for Esther's eyes only. Now, she has sent back one solitary voice message since the penis picture scenario of yesterday, which is a little unlike Esther. Usually she's a bit more chatty than that. Usually she fires off bulk messages one at a time, and if I haven't replied within 30 minutes, she'll, you know, just double check on me that I'm safe. I have purposely not listened to this message. I want to press play on it for the first time now on the radio. I really hope that I haven't misread this whole thing. I've got a habit of falling too deep, way too quick. Maybe I've misread the signals from Esther. I really hope I haven't. I really hope it was met with high regard. And as I open up my WhatsApp, let me play the 23-second voice message that Esther Akukazibi has sent me earlier on today.
Wow. Wow. I'm also grateful to see your pictures. That's very, very great. Very great, Danny. Wow. Okay, talk to me. Please. Please and please. Okay, yeah. Let's share the breakfast. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Get around me, guys. She loves it. She's never seen anything like this. She sounds gobsmacked. She sounds like she's seen the Holy Grail. And I don't want to brag, but she sounds very, very excited indeed. I'm relieved for one, because I thought it might have been, hey, what the hell's going on here, champion? A lot of wows in there. A lot of wows, a lot of pleases. I don't know what the...
Let's share the breakfast.
Maybe that's some sort of like Ugandan euphemism or proverb of something. There was a lot of wowage.
Wow.
She was very... That's impressive. I mean, you can't fake that kind of stuff.
Wow.
That's really good. That's promising. She wants to see more, it sounds like.
Please and please.
Please and please. Very endearing, very sweet. And I love the sign-off. Do we have the sign-off here?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. To be continued. I'm looking forward to this weekend. Who knows what might be the outcome by Monday? I mean, I might be married to Esther Akukazibi by then. Danny
Lakey. Triple M.